The edges of this clearing had been formed by dark, sweet-smelling fir trees that curved around it in a ragged semicircle. To the south, the ground broke off and dropped 300 feet in a series of crumbling shale ledges and fractured cliffs, like a giant set of stairs. A clear stream ran out of the woods and across the center of the clearing, first bubbling through a deep channel in the spongy earth and friable stone, then pouring across the splintery rock floor, which sloped down to the place where the land dropped away. The water descended the steps in a series of waterfalls and made any number of pretty, wavering rainbows. Beyond the edge of the drop-off was a magnificent deep valley, choked with more firs and a few great old elm trees, which refused to be crowded out. These latter towered, green and lush, trees which might have been old when the land from which Roland had come was yet young. He could see no sign that the valley had ever burned, although he supposed it must have drawn lightning at some time or other. Nor would lightning have been the only danger. There had been people in this forest in some distant time. Roland had come across their leavings on several occasions over the past weeks. They were primitive artifacts for the most part, but they included shards of pottery, which could only have been cast in fire. And fire was evil stuff that delighted in escaping the hands which created it. Above this picture book scene arched a blameless blue sky, in which a few crows circled some miles off, crying in their old rusty voices. They seemed restless, as if a storm were on the way. But Roland had sniffed the air, and there was no rain in it. A boulder stood to the left of the stream. Roland had set up 6 chips of stone on top of it. Each one was heavily flecked with mica, and they glittered like lenses in the warm afternoon light. "Last chance," the gunslinger said. "If that holster's uncomfortable, even the slightest bit, tell me now. We didn't come here to waste ammunition." She cocked a sardonic eye at him, and for a moment he could see Detta Walker in there. It was like hazy sunlight winking off a bar of steel. "What would you do if it was uncomfortable and I didn't tell you? If I missed all 6 of those itty-bitty things, walk me upside the head like that old teacher of yours used to do?" The gunslinger smiled. He had done more smiling these last 5 weeks than he had done in the 5 years which had come before them. "I can't do that, and you know it. We were children, for one thing, children who hadn't been through our rites of manhood yet. You may slap a child to correct him or her, but in my world, whopping the kiddies is also frowned on by the better class of people," Susanna said dryly. Roland shrugged. It was hard for him to imagine that sort of world. Did not the great book say, "Spare not the birch, so you spoil not the child"? But he didn't believe Susanna was lying. "Your world has not moved on," he said. "Many things are different there. Did I not see for myself that it is so?"
"I guess you did."
"In any case, you and Eddie are not children. It would be wrong for me to treat you as if you were. And if tests were needed, you both passed them." Although he did not say so, he was thinking of how it had ended on the beach when she had blown 3 of the lumbering lobstrosities to hell before they could peel him and Eddie to the bone. He saw her answering smile and thought she might be remembering the same thing.
"So what you gonna do if I shoot for shit?"
"I'll look at you. I think that's all I'll need to do." She thought this over, then nodded.
"Might be."
She tested the gun belt again. It was slung across her bosom, almost like a shoulder holster, an arrangement Roland thought of as a docker's clutch, and looked simple enough, but it had taken many weeks of trial and error and a great deal of tailoring to get it just right. The belt and the revolver, which cocked its eroded sandalwood grip out of the ancient oiled holster, had once been the gunslinger's. The holster had hung on his right hip. He had spent much of the last 5 weeks coming to realize it was never going to hang there again. Thanks to the lobstrosities, he was strictly a left-handed gun now.